stage at the end of the night. Another sold-out show. When he finished his set and walked off stage, and as we all know, his music and his stories always kept them wanting more. As he stepped into his dressing room, I followed him through the door. I asked if I could join him for an overdue interview. He said, come on, sit down and grab a chair. Nothing much else to do. Well, we must have talked for hours, every topic on the list. And as the clock turned well past 3 a.m., I dared to ask him this. Through the musical miles you've traveled, the many words and chords, what's the greatest song ever written? Sure, it's one of yours. Then he laughed as if I'd told a joke. Then he looked me right in the eye. He paused for just a moment and said, I cannot lie. You see, the greatest song, it's being written, possibly right now, by some unknown artist in some unknown town, playing a dusty old piano or a broken down guitar. Just might make him famous, or he might not get that far. Then he stood and headed out the door. No bravado, just a smile. On to another town, another show, and a couple hundred miles, where his music and his stories would keep them coming back for more. And as I grabbed my bag, I hit the lights and followed him out the door. Years, and I hung on his every word, but cruel fate would rear its ugly head, and I lost my troubadour. But the magic of his song can never be undone, and I can't forget what he said to me backstage when I was young. You see, the greatest song, it's being written, possibly right now, by some unknown artist in some unknown town, playing a dusty old piano or a broken down guitar. Just might make him famous, or he might not get that far. In venues out on the road, singing some unknown verses to a tune you do not know. Yes, the greatest song is being written, possibly right now, by some unknown artist in some unknown town. Some unknown artist, some unknown.